Degrees. It is a Thursday morning, and as Sharon already alluded, Brad Dungis over at the other microphone for K1 Car Talk. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, we're having a good day today.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Isn't this great?
It's wonderful to have springtime in February.
I will take all of it, and then some.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be something to make up the difference. Spring rains are coming, but...
There always is. Weather will change, of course.
Yeah.
It's beautiful today and looks good for the weekend. We're geared up for a big weekend of selling cars. It's truck month. It's kicked off on Wednesday.
Okay.
And we've got our big President's Day sale going on the Toyota side.
Right.
So we've got a lot of stuff happening and great incentives, great discounts, great inventory. We've got over 300 new and used vehicles on the ground right now.
Good.
Plus we can get just about anything you need.
If you've got exactly the car they want, except yours is yellow and they want it in blue, you'll find
a blue.
Happens
all the time. I had a guy yesterday, one of my old friends came in and was looking for a Tacoma and a RAV4, once used, 2 or 3 years old, maybe a little more, working on a budget. Don't exactly have it. We're out there looking for those vehicles now. And, you know, that's really what we do. I mean, sometimes, you know, you go out and you buy a bunch of stuff and it may not even be what people want.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do a lot of buying and selling of cars, but most of what we get are trade-ins, and then we go out and hand-select specific vehicles for people. And, you know, that works with new or used cars,
sure. Really.
And
then the problems you mentioned, you know, really that's common to retail in general, but cars are one of those commodities that we want it exactly the way we want it or as close as we can get, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what's interesting. I was talking to another friend in Tulsa, and he was talking about these apps that are out now.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that are out where you can actually – pretty much buy the car online, not completely, maybe at a few places, get pretty close.
Yeah.
But there's this gap. You don't know. I mean, he thought he was seeing all the cars available of what he was shopping for.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed him that, no, that's not all. Not even all the dealers had their cars up there.
Right.
Because the dealers had to pay to get their cars up there. And some made the decision to, and some didn't.
Yeah.
It's also often very hard on those systems to really get granular on the trim levels, the options, mm-hmm. and how things are structured. Each manufacturer has a system they use. Some are simpler than others. Some are more complicated,
mm-hmm.
Where they have different trim levels and options. Obviously, people are used to that.
Yeah.
But they're linked together. In other words, in order to get that, you've got to have this package.
Sure.
And, you know, so that confuses people all the time as they're selecting things. And that's really our role, is to help you find that right stuff so that you don't wake up 6 months later and realize, oh, I should have got the one with this.
Yeah.
And that's really what we
And if people have gone to your website, DungisChoice.com, and used the build and price feature through whichever manufacturer mm-hmm. we're talking about, yeah, if you tried to do that, you have some idea that if you want this trim level, you want this, it says, well, in order to get that, you have to subtract this
whatever.
Yeah,
that works pretty well, too. But you know what can happen with those tools, even on our website, is sometimes you can build something that's technically buildable. It is something that can be built, but unfortunately it hasn't been built yet. And that, you know, those one-offs, those ones that aren't, you know, it may not be that it's not a good vehicle. It just may not be what everybody wants. And
mm-hmm.
obviously we try to have what you want on the ground when you get there.
Yeah.
But that's not always possible with some of the big lines like F-Series, for instance, with Truck Month, that's topical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are probably 15 to 20 million different vehicle builds
sure.
on those F-Series vehicles. When you think of all, you know, F-150, F-250, F-350, F-450, F-550, all the different trim levels, all the different engines, all the different options.
Two-wheel, four-wheel.
You could spend your life cataloging all the different F-150s you could possibly build.
Yeah.
And it does get so complicated that you really need help, I think. And, you know, obviously that's up to you, how you want to involve us in that. And, you know, but we're there to help you provide you that information and help you make a good informed decision. You know, it is still a people business and technology is going to come into it. And that, I guess that's my real point, is don't forget to ask somebody you trust,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
Is that the right one? And are there any other options that I maybe should consider? Is there something of greater value? Those are things a lot of times the car salesmen know, because they do this all the time. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's a real challenge. Our business is complicated.
And it is their business to know. And I know you'd spend all kinds of time and effort and money in their training to, you know, have the best qualified people at any given time.
Oh, we do. It's a big part of, you know, not only our commitment to our manufacturers. We have to be certified. Our sales team and service teams are certified, unless you're brand new, and then we give you 90 days to get certified.
Yeah.
But you've got to do all kinds of product training, product knowledge. You've got to study not just your vehicles, but the competition, because you want to be able to cross-sell and be able to sell, you know, for instance, our Escapes against our RAV4s.
Sure.
And since I know everybody's going to be looking for a Ford or a Toyota.
Well, yeah, and you know, you've got some great buys there, because like you said last week, while Ford, for instance, may have deep discounts on this or that, Toyota may not quite do so much, but the trade-off there is the trade-in value typically will be higher.
It is, and you know, I can show you numbers wise if you come in sometime, just the difference between the rebates and incentive structures that you're going to get on the Ford side, and that, frankly, that's typical with the GM products, with the Dodge products. They have a heavier incentive structure than the Asian brands and European brands. So it's just part of their business model. They were operate a little differently, but it does help those brands maintain their resale value a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you come in and sell a bunch of trucks with a $10,000 rebate discount combination, you know, it's going to devalue the ones that didn't get sold on that a few months earlier. So that's part of the math of that.
And I'm sure part of that is just how those brands grew up, so to speak. The big three grew up in a little bit different environment than, say.
Well, it does impact sales. Yeah. We see it all the time. At Truck Month.
Yeah.
What is Truck Month? It's a sale. We have a sale going on trucks. It's so big it takes more than a month. This is unique, though, too, because this is just our area of the country. This is not a nationwide event. This is happening in Oklahoma and Texas.
Okay.
It's been this way for a long time. You know, F-Series is the leading vehicle in our part of the world, the best-selling vehicle. It's the best-selling vehicle in North America, and has been for 40 years. So this is a critical time for us in Oklahoma and Texas. Trucks are a big part of our business. We've got the brand new F-150 and Super Duty. We've got actually over 67 of the F-Series in stock. I counted them this morning, and there's more coming in today. So I say that's why it's over 67. So lots of inventory, lots for you to choose from. The great half tons and great used trucks, too. So come in, compare the new to the used. We just traded for or purchased an off-lease vehicle. One of our customers had leased from Ford. It's just got 28,000 miles. It's a super loaded F-150, 2015 Lariat. It knew it was over $65,000. It's going to be under around 45 now, and it comes with Ford certification. So it's got the long warranty and a great setup, great vehicle, and incredible condition. All our used cars are like that. We do take a great pride in reconditioning our used cars, and we've got I mentioned the huge selection of F-Series, but lots of great used cars now too.
Well, let's talk trucks for a moment or so here, because it is Truck Month.
That's
if you just started on Wednesday, that means probably, if I were to guess, and I'm not sure I want to, selection is best today, right now.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Selection is going to, this will last through the end of March, so we've got about 6 weeks now, and the incentives are out. These are big incentives. They're better than in any other part of the country. I'll go through some of those for you if you like. I know you've got 0 for 72, where there's a lot of talk right now of interest rates potentially going up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I know Janet Yellen was kind of broadcasting that to us earlier this week.
Whether it's this week, next month, or 6 months from now, it's going to happen.
We don't know, but we know that things are ramping up, and so these days of 0% may be at least over for a while. But we've got 0% for 72 months available on all 2016 model year F-150s. And the 17 F-150s have 0 for 72 also. So that's what they've added. They have 16 and 17s for 0 for 72. You can also get trade assistance of $1,000 on the 17 Super Duty.
Mm-hmm.
There's incredible deals out there. Also, if you've been a loyal Ford owner, you may have received a $750 private offer in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to contact all our customers with those offers. Those stack with all the other rebates. So you get your Dungeness discount, you get the 0 for 72 or the rebate option that comes with that, and you can add your $750 there too, and the trade assistance if you're looking at a Super Duty. So this stuff starts to add up pretty quick. Where you're getting on most of our trucks, you're going to get a $9,500 to $12,000, maybe $13,000 off, depending on the price of the truck. So it really is a great time to buy, great selection, great value. You know, we've got a lot of the 17s in stock now, so this is not an end of the year, model year and closeout type of thing. This is fresh stuff, the brand new truck, early in the model year. All the good stuff's available there. And we've got some great incentives out there for our sales team, so they're really pushing to make a deal. There's a lot of urgency to get off to a fast start in the truck month, and we're just really excited about it. It's been a big event for us the last several years, and I know we're going to sell a bunch of trucks.
And it seems like I remember there is a corresponding emphasis. They don't call it Truck Month, but Toyota knows Truck Month is going on, and so they kind of say, hey, we're here too.
They do, and that's part of the President's Day sale, and that this goes through Monday, and obviously our incentive structure goes on a little bit before that, but we've got a real deals this weekend, great discounts on everything. We've talked about some of the restrictions on how we advertise price with Toyotas, so you really do need to call to get the maximum discount on a Toyota. That's what it says on our website. There's an internet price there, but we can't lower it below a certain point. So the truth is, you want the lowest price possible, call us and we'll give that to you even over the phone.
Between brand restrictions and what the state of Oklahoma laws on advertising vehicles have to say,
they don't even really talk about it, interestingly. So come in and ask me what the heck I was talking about. And
there
I'll
you
explain
go.
It to
that,
you.
That's which is best anyway, because face to face, you can find out more information.
That's right. That's one thing the app on your phone can't really explain.
Yeah. And that's something that you and I have talked about really since this program started. Individuals, the people that provide the service and let you know about the products that are there.
You know, that's where we can create value, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're Dungis Family of Autos. We've been doing this in Bartlesville for 75 years, around Oklahoma even longer. The truth is, it is a people business. And we know, you know, that we got to work with you and do it your way, whatever that is. That you know, we're not going to force you to do it something our way, but we're flexible and we're there for you, and we want to make it fast. You know, the apps are designed to make it fast and simple and easy, and we talk about that every week.
Sure.
All the time we're working with our team to make things fast and simple and easy, to make things transparent in our business, to show you know, if we can't make a deal, why. You know, I had a friend who was actually bought a Ford truck somewhere else, had tried to shop at our store, and I had to explain why this happened. Okay, Ford gave us rebates that were specific. We had to put them on a specific unit. In other words, it wasn't available for all the vehicles. It was on that Super Duty,
right?
A tag, so to speak. You attach it to that tag. He came in on that and wanted to buy that vehicle, but he needed one with a different color. Didn't that rebate,
right?
And he didn't appreciate that the price went up, and he couldn't understand why that was impossible. And yeah, it was just business. I would have lost a lot of money. I think it was a $1,500 additional rebate from Ford that I would have not been able to apply to the deal, and thus it was a different deal than the other one, even though it appeared from the consumer side of it to be the same truck and the same deal. And he was able to go to the other dealer and get that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's something I couldn't control. And I know GM has similar tags on their vehicles with some of the, and you know, the reason they do that, of course, is to try to give us the flexibility to advertise a great price, but also to incentivize the sale of inventory that we need to move. So we chose stuff that was aging, that had been in inventory a long time, and that we wanted to sell, and that, you know, made a great deal for somebody on it. The vehicle did sell, so
right.
I mean, it wasn't like we weren't able to sell it, but anyway, that's sometimes that stuff happens. And
yeah, particularly if it's a customer that has already a long-term established relationship, you really want to, but the manufacturer's limitations sometimes tie your hand.
You know, there's just the limits. And you know what, we try really hard to really flex and not be you know, to black and white and draw a line in the sand. You have to kind of think. You got to work with your people. You know, we do everything to earn the business of our past customers, and we're going to try to explain to you what's going on, you know, mm-hmm. in the deal every time. That's really that trust is so critical.
Well, and I think that's one thing that you have emphasized, your efforts to be transparent, to be upfront as much as possible, particularly with things like the We Will Buy Your Car program, taking that piece of the trade-in process and saying, here's how it works.
You know, the car buying isn't parts. There's the trade, there's the vehicle you're buying, there's financing or not to finance. There you may want to consider after the sale warranties, things like that, for after your manufacturer warranty goes out. There's maintenance plans, there's a gap product where if you happen to have an accident, your vehicle gets damaged or totaled early in your ownership, mm-hmm. you cover the inequity. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that for certain people in certain situations, it's a great deal. So all that fits together, but on the trade in particular, that's one where a lot of times in the hurry to put a deal together, you may miss something, and you want to know that you're getting a fair value for your trade. I know you're out there looking at the values. Mm-hmm. You know, those are just books, and they're not offering you cash for your car. So we're going to offer you cash for your car, whether you buy from us or not. That's one way we make it more transparent. Is we'll help you keep another dealer honest if you want us to. I mean, just go ahead and go out there, shop for your whatever you're looking for, mm-hmm. bring your trade here, we'll give you a cash offer for it. We may try to sell you a Toyota or a Ford or ask you if you're interested.
Surprise,
but you'll have that information. You'll know what on the market your vehicle really is worth today, and cash will write you a check. And that's what's real in the business, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the way the consumer is asking for it right now. You know, maybe 20 years ago we did it different, or 20 years from now we'll do it different. But that's what consumers are asking for today.
I think so. And, you know, and it is it's interesting, our business, because, you know, a lot of dealers are taking the opposite approach. There's a theory out there, of course, that if I withhold some of that information, maybe they'll have to come to me to get it. And, you know, I know that's maybe the way the business was in the past. And, previously, you couldn't look online and really get book values on used cars. There mm-hmm. was no internet, right, yeah. 30 years ago.
And the salesman kept that.
And there were books published, but they were
usually fit in their shirt pocket
regularly. And so they weren't as accurate. I mean, today I can go in and put in a VIN of a car and assess it and see the market, what it might retail for, what the wholesale values are, how many of them are in, what the day supply is in our market, and I can expand the market to 150, 500 miles, 1,000 miles. I mean, it's a very sophisticated tools we use to value vehicles and to price our vehicles too. So it is possible now to really give the information to the consumer and still have a good business. And that's the approach we want to take. I know that information is really the key. Your confidence in us is what we sell.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to for us earning your trust is information and a great deal.
And that's what you've been in here talking about now for weeks and months and years. And also just carrying on the business attitude, the business relationships that were started back when your grandfather, you know, was sweeping the floor.
Well, that's one thing we're really proud of. You know, 75 years, we do have a lot of relationships and connections throughout the community. And all our employees, some have been there for decades. And, mm-hmm. you know, that it really does start with our people and with the community. If you've been in business for 75 years in a third generation business, you have a lot to be thankful for. And the truth is, without the community and the support of the people, we wouldn't still be here. That's not possible. Yeah. So it's about those relationships.
Are those pictures on the wall in the Toyota building of those people that were behind the counter on that particular day, is that kind of a subliminal reminder to you every time you walk in the building?
Boy, it is to me. Yeah. You really hit a nerve there. The truth is, you know, when I look at that mural, it's got my grandfather at one end sitting behind his desk and all the guys at the store down on Osage where the dealership used to be. I used to go with him down there when I was younger, and I knew a lot of those folks. And the truth is, that's that's really impactful. And to be and to see that, it kind of just reminds us all that we're connected to the story and to the past. And then the mural in the showroom too mm-hmm. is really about where we're going. And
yeah.
It's about let's go places, and you know Toyota's slogan, and that's what we see that you know the we want to be linked to the past, to our heritage and the legacies of what we've done and what got us here. But we also need to be forward-looking and know where we're going. And that's, you know, in that new building, which we're also proud of, it's still only a couple of years old, and we're just still getting used to it, really. That whole, you know, Toyota's become something for us, and that's part of the growth of our brand and of what Dungis Family of Autos is and where we see it going, because we expect to be here for forever, and we want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive transportation needs. That's yeah. really what our goal is to be there for you when you need us, answer any questions you have. We know, you know, that we're not going to sell every car in the world, but when we get our shot, we're going to sure do it right.
Well, if you're interested in a Toyota truck, and the best thing really to do is to make that phone call, 918-333-0900, or better yet, stop by the dealership and say, I'm interested in a Tundra, or I'm interested in one of the other truck models. You know?
There is some great new stuff going on. We talked about Truck Month and the great deals at President's Day for Toyota. Just this week, though, there was reporting this week on the Chicago Auto Show, and some mm-hmm. great product that was revealed. I love to bring that to you guys.
Yeah.
The Toyota came with the launches this year are going to be a new redesigned Camry and what they call a CHR, which is a crossover SUV that's just smaller than the RAV4. It'll be our smallest RAV4. Well, this is a new segment. The RAV4 segment is super hot, and we're expecting that to do really well. Mm-hmm. Ford also has a product coming in that segment called EcoSport. So we'll have the CHR and the EcoSport in about a year. We'll have them in stock, and that's coming. The new Camry in less than a year. They gave us our first glimpses of the new Sequoia, which is real exciting.
Did I hear that's going to be a brand new design?
It is. It's okay. got a totally new interior, a brand new fascia, a bigger vehicle. It looks bigger. They're going to do a TRD off-road version of it for the first time, which for those of you who are Toyota truck people, you know what that is. It's the Toyota truck racing development team. Mm-hmm. They really build tough DNA trucks and are known for that. And adding that to the Sequoia is going to make it even bigger. It'll come with 20-inch wheels and all kinds of bad looking stuff.
Sound like
people
fun.
Love that yeah. these days too. You know, during Truck Month, we should mention, you know, that they're lifted trucks.
Yeah.
This has become something. I mean, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've been selling them and mm-hmm. and modifying mostly new trucks
yeah.
that people want to lift. This is when you put a spacer in the car and you see cars that look like they're higher than others. That's what a lift is.
Sure.
If you didn't know.
And some of them have gotten pretty extreme.
They're pretty extreme. But what I'm seeing now is more and more people are trading them in. Mm-hmm. So I've actually got a selection of used trucks with lifts,
okay.
which is kind of unique. Of all brands, I've got an incredible Dodge that you can, if you drive by Price Road Auto today at the corner of Price Road and 75, look at that truck. It's incredible. If you like the look of Dodge pickup trucks, got a huge grill on the front, custom wheels with the lift. It looks like a big tank coming at you.
Wow.
With the Ram logo. And then there's a Chevy one and a couple Fords. So I think two Chevys actually. So different makes, different models, well done, save a lot of money versus new, and get this great individualized truck in the aftermarket, which is kind of neat. Other stuff that's going on, I mentioned the Sequoia. They also revealed the new Expedition at there, and we've talked a lot about the Navigator mm-hmm. in the last few weeks, but the Expedition is also coming. It's going to be a new standard, I think, for the large SUV segment, and it's the first time both for Sequoia and Expedition to be updated in quite a while. Mm-hmm. And their sales are great, and they're important to our customers. But I think these are going to be great products and allow us to expand our market. The Expedition is going to convert to the aluminum body just like the F-150 has. Mm-hmm. And this is going to reduce weight. They're going to put the new 10-speed transmission in there. It's going to have incredible stuff like 6th power charging, USB cords, plus the flat ones you can just lay your phone mm-hmm. on in the front and the back.
Okay, for the wireless charge. Yeah.
Yeah, wireless charging. The third row seat's going to recline now. They've expanded the capacity of both the extended length and the regular vehicle for storage. You'll be able to actually put a full plywood sheet in the back of your SUV with the seats folded down, and they power fold down.
Yeah.
So kind of cool. I mean, designed to actually hold the sheet flat in the back of an SUV.
Sounds like it, yeah.
And tons of technological stuff. Incredible truck. And, you know, I think the same thing's coming with Sequoia, with Toyota. I know you're also going to get Safety Sense. We talked a little bit about that last week. William has survived his first week driving, and the rest of you have too. His car's in good shape. We did end up getting the Corolla for him that I kind of teased, tempted. I didn't want to spill the beans last show.
Because he might have been listening. Yeah.
But anyway, we did get a great Corolla with him with Safety Sense, and you know, that's Toyota's safety technology that I'm so proud of and rave about. It's, you know, it's because it's becoming standard on every Toyota as they start to review it. Standard on Corolla now. It's on RAV4. It'll be on the new Camry. It's going to be on all the big and small vehicles, and a standard, not as an option. Mm-hmm. So, and this has got lane keeping technology, front crash avoidance technology, and pedestrian avoidance stuff. So this is just good stuff for all of this to be safer on the road.
Well, I know we would all want it, but particularly looking at it from a parent's standpoint, that was something you want in your youngster's car.
It sure made an impact on me.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a choice, a full choice of all the cars on the lot, and you know, I wanted to make a good conservative decision. I didn't, you know, looked at a lot of used cars, just like anyone would. Mm-hmm. And I had a choice, a couple choices on great used cars. There's a Camry, a black Camry we looked at, I could have bought for about $11,000, or you can. It's still there.
Yeah.
I looked at the certified Camrys and Corollas that we've got. But in the end, it was Safety Sense on the new one that swayed me. I decided that's what I wanted him to drive. I wanted him to have that vehicle going forward. He's been a great kid. He deserves the best, I think. So
I think that's a good parent standpoint to take.
Well, it is important to keep everybody safe. And like I said, it made a big impact on my decision. So if you want to know what that is, come talk to us about it. I think it really is a game changer for Toyota and our industry. And really, as a signal of their commitment to safety. And both our brands are that way. I mean, we talk about that all the time, how they really are committed to their customers, to us. Our relationship with Toyota and Ford is so important in our business. And you know, they are the best car companies, I think, in the world. You know, Ford in particular, we're so proud of them for not having to go through bailouts and bankruptcies and all that. And Toyota also is just a great company and always looking to set the standard for performance and reliability and technology and safety.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the kind of manufacturer you want to work with.
And you mentioned Navigator, but I want to spend just a moment on Lincoln because it is still your premier brand. You know?
It is the luxury brand. It's the only true luxury brand left in Bartlesville. And, you know, we're so proud of it. We've got the Continental in stock now, and our Lincoln commitment is about the concierge service we provide. And, you know, my brother Bruce is in charge of that, and he's there for all our Lincoln customers just to give him a call at any time, 24/7. He's always there ready to help you any way you need help.
Yeah, and it's just a commitment that you've made to the Lincoln brand, and with the concierge service, and with Bruce being there to be your one point of contact. I know anybody can take care of them, but with Bruce being the one point of contact, you've made it easy for people.
Yeah, well, we really want it to be easy and different from the Ford experience because it needs to be differentiated, and that's how we've done it.
Yeah, so again, with Ford, with Lincoln, with Toyota, and then I forget how many hundred used cars you said you got on the lot, but it's a great selection.
It's an incredible selection. Over 300 total vehicles on the ground now. President's Day sale is happening. We've got the truck month going on. Come check out all the great deals or go to our website at dungeschoice.com or just give us a call at 918-333-0900, and we'll be happy to help in any way.
Home of the 995 oil change. And by the way, with the spring rains coming, stop by and let them check your wipers for you.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Brad Dungeness with us this morning on AM 1400. That's K1 Car Talk. News on the way in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville. No